Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shoved for joy yet? I did. I shoved for joy that I can become the dear child of God. I shoved for joy that I'm the darling love of the Lord. I also shoved for joy that I'm the only adorable treasure of the Holy Spirit. Well, it's so precious. We're the ultimate love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit's love plan. We are the core of their plan, the precious topic since ages ago. Brothers and sisters, I hope we can draw near God more, closely and deeply together, to enjoy life, to enjoy this boundless love. If you're looking at the sky, I suggest you to smile at the sky. Let's raise up your hands and wave to Abba and the Lord, or blow a kiss to Abba, the Lord and the Holy Spirit. Let's blow to them three kisses to respond our love to them, to satisfy the heart of God. And that's not all. Our spirits are transformed and renewed again and again. All we have to do is to exercise our faith, to exercise the truth. It has been a great help every time when you respond to God. So shall we sing a hymn and worship the Lord together? We have sang in God's Family Hymnal 13, Psalm 39, The Love That Stuns My Heart. We will sing the second and the third stanza. Let us sing together. Let us enjoy the Lord's love from the bottom of His heart.
Stuns the heaven, your love that bleed for me. Stuns my heart, Lord, your banners over me. Love unrivaled has conquered all. I am yours, your love consumes me. The song of songs is your love song, sings of your deep affections for me. Lord, you redeem me with your precious blood and betroth me ever to be your darling. I exist because of you. I'm your love creation, Lord, through the ages, through all time. And the thoughts you bear for me from creation till today, story of your love, all filled with your countless love proof. May I fully comprehend your loving heart for me, see the fullness of your words, your love journeys every step. Of the cross, your desire for me today, the eternal dream deep in your heart. Oh Lord, may I rest well in your sweet love.
The content of the whole hymn is so abundant. Every single sentence is so worthy for me to meditate. I think of the Lord who came to the world. He has a heart of betrothed us and purchased us. I believe there were a lot of situations in his living. He came across with all the people, events, and things. I believe all these have moved his heart again and again. He has not been discouraged. Instead, he tried very hard to keep himself from committing sin. He tried his very best to trust in God. He has lived a perfect man for us. I believe he couldn't wait to accomplish the salvation for us. When it was the time, he didn't accomplish it for us. He gained us in the end. He embraced us to the bottom of his heart. This hymn really spoke for his deep affection. I hope we can understand his heart and his love most. Shall we sing this hymn again?
Stands the heaven, your love that bleed for me. Stands my heart, Lord, your banner's over me. Love unrivaled has conquered all. I am yours, your love consumes me. The song of songs is your love song, sings of your deep affections for me. Lord, you redeem me with your precious blood and betroth me ever to be your darling. I exist because of you. I'm your love creation, Lord, through the ages, through all time. And this thought you bear for me, from creation till today, is the story of your love, all filled with your countless love proof. May I fully comprehend your loving heart for me, see the fullness of your words. Your love journeys every step, the profoundness of the cross, your desire for me to eternal dream deep in your heart. Oh Lord, may I rest well in your sweet love bosom, as your beloved perfect.
Shall we worship together? Lord, how precious! Your love to us is really stuns the heaven and earth. You gave your rule to us. You gain our hearts not by force, but your banner over us is love. You redeemed us by your precious blood. We belong to you forever. Lord, it's so precious. We exist for you. We are created by your vision and your might. The whole universe is filled with your love stories. Oh Lord, I deeply hope that we love you with all our love in return. To respond to your love, and we know well how to be your ultimate darling love. Lord, may you bless us. Brothers and sisters, you can have some time to worship the Lord or pray to him. You can, once you're done, we can read the Bible together. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, the verses we'll read today is in the book of Genesis, chapter 16, verse 1 to 4, and in verse 11. Let us read these verses first. Now, Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. He had a female Egyptian servant whose name was Hagar, and Sarai said to Abram, Behold now, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go in to my servant, it may be that I shall obtain children by her. And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. So after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, the Egyptian, her servant, and gave her to Abram, her husband, as a wife. And he went in to Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, she looked with contempt on his mistress. And the angel of the Lord said to her, Behold, you are pregnant and shall bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has listened to your affliction. The original name of Abraham was Abram, and the original name of Sarah was Sarai. When Abraham turned 75 of age, God told Abraham his offspring would be more than the stars in the sky and the sand in the sea. But after many years, he already turned 85 years old and have lived 10 years in the land of Canaan. He was still childless. Sarah couldn't get pregnant. So she gave her own Egyptian servant to be his concubine. When I read towards the end of verse 2, I have a sense of sorrow in my heart. Here it mentioned, Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. He didn't listen to the voice of God, but he listened to the voice of Sarai, for he found what Sarai said was quite reasonable. Sarai really couldn't bear the child for Abram, and I believe Abram also find it was quite hopeless. And it has already been 10 years. The chance of Sarai could bear a child was getting less and less, since Abram thought his nephew Lot would be his heir, but Lot had left him. So it wasn't Lot. And then he fought the servant who was born in his house, Eliezer. Would he be the one who inherit his possessions? But God told him he was not so. And Abram and Sarai fought off a way to have a son, which was not according to the will of God. It's the will of God that Sarai was the one who conceived and bore a child for Abraham. And offspring from here on would give birth Christ. That was the plan of the salvation of God through the accomplishment of Christ and the eternal love dream of God to be accomplished by the Lord. The way of Abram and Sarai was not right, but it couldn't hinder the will of God to be done. But it had created quite a lot of troubles during the process. The family of Abram were not in harmony anymore. Firstly, the two women were not getting along well. Hagar conceived first, and she looked on her mistress Sarai with contempt. I believe she was being proud, and the relationship was quite bad. And Sarai's heart was unwilling, for she was despised by her servant. Hence, Sarai also dealt harshly with her. I believe Sarai was thinking in her heart that Hagar was so arrogant while she was currently pregnant. It would be worse once her child was born. Hence, Sarai dealt harshly with her, and Hagar really fed up and ran away from home. In verse 11, the Bible mentioned the angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar and asked her to go back to Sarai. And at the same time, the angel of the Lord said to Hagar that she should submit to her mistress Sarai. The angel told her that her offspring will be multiplied and cannot be numbered. But I believe what made Hagar could return to his mistress was because God knew her affliction. She would feel the love of God, for the angel of the Lord told her that her son should name him Ishmael. the meaning of Ishmael that the Lord has listened to her affliction. In fact, though Haggai was a Gentile servant, her status was very low, but God has listened to her affliction and understood her hardship. Of course, Haggai might do wrong, Sarai also being harsh on her, but how precious, God knew it all. The name of Ishmael was given by God himself to Haggai. God was taking care of Haggai and Ishmael all along. And after more than a decade, though Sarai gave birth to Isaac, and even Ishmael didn't get along with Isaac. In the book of Genesis chapter 11, God still looked after Haggai and her son. God still listens their voice and care for them. The love of God hasn't changed, and his promise has accomplished. Ishmael fathered 12 sons. The 12 tribes have became strong. Brothers and sisters, I found some of my concepts need to be transformed and renewed. Sometimes we find Isaac was born as promised, and it was correct. For the plan of God required the Lord to be born. But the love, the blessing, the care, the protection, and the covenant towards Ishmael hasn't changed at all. Truly, there were some human errors during the process, but the will and the love of God has not changed at all. From the offspring of Isaac was indicating the Christ, the Messiah, whom is the Savior of all. The Lord Jesus was nailed on a cross. He loved Isaac and as well as Ishmael. Did Lord Jesus die not only for the Israelites, but also for the Gentiles? The Lord Jesus died for Isaac as well as Ishmael. It's true that God wanted the Israelites to him, but God also wants the Gentiles to him and the Chinese to him, as well as the European and the Arabian to him. The heart of God has not changed at all, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God blessed Abraham, for he wanted to bless all mankind. Every man is loved by God. Here I hope we won't misunderstand that God didn't like Ishmael, and there was no such thing, for the verses here and as well as in the book of Genesis chapter 21, so you can see that God really treasures every one of them. God loves every one of us. It's true, from man's point of view, seems the driven away of Haggai and Ishmael was a very sad thing, but we have to understand all these are for the sake of the beautiful will of God to be accomplished, and during the process, I firmly believe God loved Haggai. God cared for Ishmael. The grace of God is sufficient for them. All they have to do is to fear God and to obey his words. They could also greatly needed by God, and they could glorify God. They could also be very close to God by faith. You see, we are also the Gentiles. We are not the Israelites. The Bible mentioned we are alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But the Lord Jesus came to accomplish the will of God gloriously. What God wants is a household, a church, the bride of the Lord. As we have a part, and we are so blessed, not because of depends on our blood relation, but our relationship with God. Hence, we shall treasure that we can understand God and can get to know him. We shall treasure that we can draw near him, to believe him, and to trust in him. If we have all these in our life, then we are the most blessed. Do you remember the meaning of Eliezer? That's right, the Lord has listened. You see, what is the heart of God? God really liked to hear our voice. He really paid attention on us. The Bible said he inclined his ear. In Songs of Solomon mentioned the desire of the beloved. He asks to see our face and hear our voice. What God really wants is to draw near to us. I hope we experience deeply His love and affection every day. Shall we worship together? Lord, it's so precious. You are Christ. You are the Savior whom God sent. Lord, you want to save every single one in this world, whether he is the Israelite, the Gentile, the Arabian, the Chinese, the African. You want everyone to return to Abba. Through the salvation you accomplished, every single one can return to Abba, to be the co-heirs with you and inherit all things, to enjoy the love and affection of Abba like you. Lord, you really treasure and happy to hear our voice. You saved us so that we can be the closest with you. Lord, help us to see your desiring heart. Would you really desire to see our face and hear our voice? Lord, may you draw us after you. Let us run. So, I suggest you to finish the rest of Genesis chapter 16. May the Lord bless you.